Now, Volkswagen back in the headlines, defending itself from consumer lawsuits after in the US it admitted cheating emissions tests with its cars. In America, consumers received about $25 billion in total, big number, but that translated to about $5,000 on average per person. Here in the UK, however, the case is still just getting started. 13 law firms are involved. One of them is the US law giant Sanders Phillips Grossman, which is opening a UK office, SBG Law, today. Founding partner Tom Goodhead is with me now. Tom, very good morning to you. It has to be said that compared to the US, consumer law and consumer sort of these group lawsuits are in their infancy, really. Just talk me through how things are actually different here, because apart from anything else, there's none of the sort of the opt-out mass legislation really here in the UK.
That's absolutely right. The opt-out system is only really available in competition law cases in the UK. Mm-hmm. And the big difference really is in the US that generally there's no what we call loser pays principle. So pretty small law firms, large law firms, individual consumers can file claims, class actions, mass torts, individual actions against defendants in the United States without the concern about having to pay their costs in the event that the case is unsuccessful. In the UK, traditionally, you have to pay if you lose a lawsuit. And in a case like VW or in other very large cases, those costs could be millions, if not tens of millions of pounds. So individual claimants or even large groups of claimants can find it extremely difficult, if not nigh on impossible, in order to litigate those kind of claims. So I mean, that's why historically they haven't come apart.
Yeah, I mean, one of the reasons behind that is to prevent sort of frivolous law cases. Right. I mean, does that actually change how things are run here? Because presumably it means that you end up with sort of the no-win, no-fee type cases.
It does. I mean, what it means generally is that there are very few actions which will actually come to court in the UK if the lawyers and the funders and insurers don't have a large degree of confidence about the merits of bringing those cases forward. So one of the good things about the English legal system is that it tends to filter out some of the frivolous litigation that you might see in the United States.
And for a US giant getting involved, I mean, you're sort of, you know, between two worlds here. You presumably have your sort of, you know, paymasters over in the US that you have to sort of educate on how the UK law system is different than the England and Wales system particularly. You know, where are actually kind of you standing? I mean, you know, in terms of these cases, you know, what are the advantages here? What are the sort of the conflicts between the two systems?
Yeah, I mean, the American lawyers who have been involved in SPG and I think involved in litigation in the UK generally are extremely sophisticated. So, in fact, you know, in London now, we've got dozens of top American law firms, generally corporate, who have been in London for decades and decades. And they did their homework in a very sophisticated manner before they came to the UK market. I suppose a bit of a difference between the cultures is the jury system versus a judge. So in the United States, there are certain cases which have been won where there have been jury points, where juries look at corporate behaviour and say, well, that's been terrible. That might have been something covered up or smoking gun somewhere. Whereas, of course, in the High Court here, it's very different in that one has to meet the standards of getting evidence before a seasoned High Court judge.
And also in these kind of cases, consumer cases, it's more likely that a jury is perhaps going to side and also, you know, deal with larger bits of compensation for people who are much like themselves, other consumers.
It does tend to be the case, yeah. I mean, individual jury awards will tend to be far higher than judicial awards, yeah.
I mean, do you think that... I have to say that, you know, when you talk about the sort of the US litigation system and sort of the philosophy of litigation in the US, I can imagine a lot of businesses in the UK getting very, very panicky about that potentially sort of, you know, that trend happening here. I mean, can you see it going down that route?
I think there's certainly been an increase in litigation. I mean, we've seen the RBS litigation is a good example of it, where everyone from individual consumers right the way up to very large corporates who held shares in RBS litigated. We've seen other types of financial services litigation here as well. There may be a degree of nervousness nervousness. But on the other hand, you've seen with the VW case, the American government and individual states and individual consumers were able to hold what's possibly one of the largest cases of corporate wrongdoing of all time, and were able to bring them to account very quickly. Unfortunately, whether it's Brexit or whether it's anything else, there's been virtually no governmental action here in the UK whatsoever. So I think businesses who do nothing wrong or comply with the law have got nothing to be concerned about at all. Businesses who perpetuate mass corporate frauds do have a right to be concerned, because now, certainly under the UK system, we're a lot more advanced perhaps than we were 5-10 years ago in being able to hold them to account through the courts.
And this is big business here, that this is, to an extent, in terms of the financial costs and rewards here, something of an investment opportunity.
Right. I mean, a lot of this litigation, the VW case is one example of it, are litigation funds and hedge funds and insurers standing behind the claimants. So this is extremely costly litigation. It couldn't get brought without litigation finance or without insurance. But yeah, for many in the city, I think there's a very large appetite for litigation finance now. And so a lot of people, I think, are watching the VW litigation with quite considerable interest to see whether it succeeds in the way in which many of the lawyers on the claimant side hope that it will.
And finally, Tom, there are many law firms involved in this class action against VW, but there is a deadline fast approaching. People do have to opt in here.
Right, so it's October the 26th is the deadline. At the moment, between the various law firms who are involved, there's somewhere perhaps around 70,000 claimants, and there are potentially over 1.2 million in the UK. So, there's not much time for people to join. So we're hopeful that as many people can join as possible.
Very briefly, where do they go, and what kind of people are you actually looking for? And I suppose also, what's the potential reward here, compensation-wise?
Yeah, I mean, the firm that I work for now and the group of claimants I'd worked previously for have a website called claimagainstvw.com. There are other firms that solicitors as well, Sater and Gordon, Lee Day, and who are on a steering committee, and then 10 or so others. So there are plenty of law firms out there that your listeners are able to look for representation from.
Tom, thank you very much indeed for your time. Tom Goodhead there, founding partner of SBG Law, based in Liverpool. It is 16, nearly 17 minutes past 6 here on The Business Breakfast.